California's long-running budget crisis may be ending. Right now, lawmakers are voting on a plan to close a $41 billion budget gap. That would be small for the federal government, but it is huge for a single state, even a state as big as California. Lawmakers have been up all night. They're voting on a plan that includes spending cuts, tax increases, and borrowing to avoid a calamity. Reporter John Myers of member station KQED has been covering this story. He joins us now live, although, John, I imagine you probably feel dead after being up all night.
It's been a long night, Steve. You're right.
What's happening now?
Well, this debate began several days ago, and finally we're getting some votes here on the floor of both the California Assembly and California Senate, you know, but the debate actually began 8.5 weeks ago. It's a very long amount of negotiations between legislators and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger over how to solve this $41 billion problem. And as you said, this package has cuts, taxes, and borrowing, all things that people don't like in it. All along, this negotiation has been the search for a handful of Republicans who would break their no-taxes pledge. It takes a two-thirds vote to pass a budget and taxes in California. That means you have to have some Republicans. And the last vote came just yesterday in negotiations with a Republican state senator named Abel Maldonado.
Well, let's listen to what some of that senator had to say about why he changed sides.
Well, the choices were hard. I mean, do I want to make my home state solvent? Do I want to protect education? Do I want to keep it from going off the cliff? Or do I want to continue to vote no and run this state in the wrong direction?
So they're in the middle of what, a series of votes where this guy is putting them over the top again and again?
Indeed. He was the elusive vote in the state Senate. Of course, there are ones in the state assembly as well. And this state senator, Abel Maldonado, is a moderate Republican. He's naturally aligned, I think, with the moderate Republican governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And boy, I tell you, he made his vote count. The budget deficit plan now has measures in it not related to the deficit, including ones that Maldonado wanted, which was a measure to be sent to the voters to create an open primary in California, and a couple of other things as well. So, you know, some real political horse trading in the 11th hour.
You know, he talked about the state going off the cliff. Was California going to go bankrupt if this budget plan didn't pass?
Well, from what we're told, no state has ever gone bankrupt and probably can't legally go bankrupt, but I think California would have pushed that as much as anyone. The problem really is our cash reserves had dried up, and we were at the point where the state's chief financial officer, the state controller, had been deferring payments. He'd been withholding tax refunds to try to save money and was on the verge of issuing IOUs. Now, it's still going to take a while to see if this budget package solves those cash problems, but California has had a lot of financial problems, both from the economy and both from some systemic problems in its budget.
One other thing, John Myers, you mentioned that the final Republican vote is someone naturally aligned with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Republican who favored this budget plan, but of course it took him so long just to get that extra vote. Does this result help or hurt Schwarzenegger?
Well, I think it certainly helps him in the short term. I do think that California's fiscal problems will probably be Arnold Schwarzenegger's legacy. That's what he ran on in the historic recall election of 2003. But Arnold Schwarzenegger has preached this post-partisanship. You know, he was using the word before it was being used by the new president in the White House. And when you're post-partisan or you're non-partisan sometimes, then you really don't have a natural base. And so I think it's been very difficult for him to negotiate with really liberal and really conservative members of the California legislature. So It's been a tough road.
John, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's reporter John Myers of member station KQED. He's in Sacramento, where California lawmakers are voting on a plan to restore the state's fiscal condition. And the voting continues, although it looks like the measure will pass.